News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN News Time. It is 6:07 here on your Tuesday morning. You may be able to tell via my tone. Today is not a good day for Dale Jackson. Today is actually a pretty bad day for Dale Jackson. Coming up, I have to do this. What time they say at 8:30? I have to offer an explanation and an apology for something I have done, and I will share that with you at the appropriate time. It is 8:30 this morning. 8:35, I guess, is the appropriate time. Actually, 8:35 this morning. I will share with you my apology and my explanation. It's something I'm not proud of, but it is something that has happened, and it is something that I have to further explain this morning. We'll try to get through the show. Excuse me. We'll try to get through the show and talk about the things that matter to you, because I know really what I do does not really matter to you all that much. But we will try to get through the show and talk about some other things. But at 8:30 this morning, I will offer you an apology for the wrong that I have committed to my listeners, to this community, and it's just not a good day for Dale Jackson. All right, well, let's just call it like it is. It's one of those situations where you make a mistake.
Get real. Get Dale Jackson every weekday morning, only on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it.
It's just, you know, sometimes you get caught up and you start believing your own hype, and you think that your stuff doesn't stink. And I've noticed that happens a lot in dealing with the people I deal with, and I guess that's kind of what happened here. You got an individual who thinks that they know everything, and you've got an individual who thinks that they're always right and they're owed something, and that individual does something that makes you lose respect in them, and that's what's happened here. And I'm hoping after my explanation, the listeners of WVNN will understand. The listeners, fans, detractors, whoever, of Dale Jackson will understand where I'm coming from. And it's just, it is what it is. These are the things that I go through on a regular basis. And sometimes I handle them wrong. And sometimes I handle them right. And sometimes I embarrass myself. And sometimes I embarrass somebody else. I mean, that's just what happens, you know? And for someone who talks 3 hours a day, 52 weeks, or 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, is that right? Okay. 24/7, 365, there you go. And for someone that does that and who's out and about and people know who I am, and hey, I'm not complaining, trust me, the last 3 years of my life have been relatively awesome. I cannot complain all that much about it. But with it, you run into people with big heads who think they're entitled to things, and it happens. These things happen, and you start to believe your own hype, and that's what's happened in this situation. Someone started to believe their own hype, and I've got to put that back in perspective. So at 8:30 this morning, and again, I hate to talk about myself. Just kidding. I love myself. At 8:30 this morning, I will share my apology with you.
Mornings in the Valley will never be the same. The Dale Jackson Show, weekdays 6 till 9 on WVNN.
Kill the music. Kill it. It's News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. News Time, 8:39 here on your Tuesday morning. There comes a time when you make mistakes that you just have to own it. And this is one of those times here that Dale Jackson is humbled and has to apologize. I apologize all the time for things I do wrong. I apologize for the mistakes I make, but rarely am I told that I have to apologize. And it's one of those things where you apologize ahead of time before the information comes public that people know about you, sort of getting out in front of the story, finding a way to make sure that it limits the damage to yourself, your friends, your family. Jason, who is neither a friend nor family, he's more of an employee and subordinate. I know I shouldn't be joking. the station. I've got to protect. I've got to protect my advertisers. I've got to protect myself, my career. I make mistakes. I'm not perfect. I make errors in judgments and behaviors. And every now and then I'm told I have to make it right. And this is what has happened. I have erred. And I want to tell you how this all came to be and how I made this huge mistake. And it was just completely unacceptable, my behavior. I got called on it. I got caught. And basically, I may be in big trouble. And I want to give you guys the opportunity to know what's happening. Here's what happened. Last night, I was out and about enjoying some spirits, some sports, some good food up at Mason's Pub, and Les Phillip was there, and he had a camera on him, and he caught me doing something I should not have been doing, and I'm afraid he's going to try to use it against me, because he used the term, I've conducted dirty politics against him, this is a paraphrase, so he was going to use dirty politics against me. And he got a picture of me. And that picture of me is something that I can't let get out without being in front of. Now, first, my relationship with Les has taken a tailspin. I would consider him somewhat of a friend. Political reasons. I mean, I'm not going to say if me and Les were walking down the street and I didn't have a talk show and he wasn't running for Congress, me and him would have been buddies. But we had a friendly relationship. I watched his campaign from the very beginning. I never thought he had a real chance. I always knew Mo Brooks was going to get in the race. Whether Mo Brooks protested otherwise or not, I could have told you November 6th that he was getting in the race last year, or November 6th of 2008 when Parker Griffith was elected. I could have told you that. Instead, his campaign, while I watched it and thought it was interesting and thought it was a good way for a man to get his name out, I knew he had no chance. We all know he has no chance. Even his hardest supporters know he has no chance. They've been quitting his campaign over the last few weeks, some in response to the press release he put out, some in response to some of the things that have been happening inside the campaign internally. And even as early as yesterday, I emailed Les Phillip when I got some damaging information about him to give him a little bit of a warning. And I guess that wasn't even good enough in order to stave off his dirty political attack against me. But again, he got a photo. And photos don't lie, so there's really no way to explain it away. There's really no way for me to say it didn't happen, because I'm sorry, it did. What he caught me doing was reality. So when I tell you this, and I just want to lay out this scenario, and again, he claims this is dirty politics, and I guess he's willing to engage in those because he says I've engaged in dirty politics, and I don't think I've engaged in dirty politics, to be honest with you. I've taken every single issue that I have focused on this program, every single issue I've looked at, every single issue I've been concerned about, I've looked at the facts, and I've gone out of my way to try to be somewhat fair. I'm critical. I'm most certainly critical of all of this. I'm critical of what I've seen out of Les's campaign. I've been critical of his press release he put out attacking Wayne Parker and attacking Mo Brooks. But when I made the error I made and Les Phillip caught it on camera, I knew that my career was in serious jeopardy. I didn't think that Les would use dirty politics against me, but I guess he's willing to, because I've quote-unquote used dirty politics against him, which never happened. And you know, I challenge anyone to point out where I've been dirty with Les. And the only extent that somebody, or the only thing that anyone could ever say that I've done wrong in this campaign between Les, Mo, and Parker Griffith is I didn't declare myself a Wayne Parker, or excuse me, yikes, I didn't declare myself a Mo Brooks supporter from the very beginning. Not implicitly, but there was a reason. Or explicitly, excuse me. But there was a reason. I didn't want to shut the door to Les Phillip. I wanted to give him the opportunity to come to get-togethers, to come be on the radio, to co-host my show, to come to events, to be on my show for hours at a time, to talk about concerns that he has, to promote his events. I've gone and emceed events for him. I mean, I'll be honest. The only reason I did those things is so I could help him build himself. And I didn't realize that what came with that was a need to be 100% supportive and on board with his campaign. I've never make deals with politicians to do that. I never will. And I haven't done it here. So enough of me belaboring this point, because Jason is giving me the wrap-up sign and telling me that I need to get to my point here. So here it comes. This is what I did. Yesterday, Les Phillip took a picture of me sitting with a Democratic political consultant. This photo, in his opinion, was proof that I was some sort of horrible Democratic monster. This photo was going to be used against me in a dirty political way. I don't know what that was. But I felt that this was an opportunity this morning for me to tell you that I did indeed sit down with David Driscoll last night. He showed up at the restaurant I was at. He came over and he talked to me. I sat down with AJ Smith, one of his operatives. And I have in the past had beers with AJ Smith. In the past, I would consider myself somewhat friends with AJ Smith, which, as much as that pains me to say. And I've had beers with Democratic operatives. And I just need to put that information out there, that I am indeed tainted by one of the dirtiest players in the game. Not Ric Flair. I've been tainted by one of the dirtiest players in the game, David Driscoll. He worked for Laura Hall's campaign. I hope Paul Sanford isn't mad at me for daring to be around David Driscoll. To sit down and have a conversation with David Driscoll was an error in judgment. And it was just absolutely unforgivable in my eyes. Now, as I say that, I ask this question to Les Phillip. How in the world can you say that me sitting down and having a conversation with David Driscoll is something that could be used against me, when the way I met David Driscoll was when he was working for your campaign? Les Phillip implied that I was doing something that was worthy of a dirty political attack, because I sat down with a guy that Les Phillip himself had hired to work for him. And Les Phillip took a picture of me in a public setting to try to use against me and try to make me look bad. Now, I'll tell you this right now. I have no shame for sitting down with David Driscoll. Are you kidding me? I go to Democratic events. I am a political talk show host, and I am damn good at what I do. And I will go and I will sit down with anyone that wants to talk to me, and I will pick their brain, and I will have a conversation, and I will get a deeper understanding of what's going on politically. But for Les Phillip to imply that because I'm sitting down with David Driscoll, there is something untoward about that, when in fact Les Phillip had been hiring that same man to work for him. So if that guy is dirty, and if me being around him is dirty, then what does that say about Les Phillip, the man who employed him? I talked to David Driscoll because David Driscoll is connected politically. He is running Tazewell Shepherd's campaign. Lord Tazewell was there as well. That's right. It was like a freaking Mason's Kennedy get-together last night. It was crazy. There were people everywhere of all political stripes. And I'm supposed to apologize for that? Les Phillip thinks he's going to use that against me? No way. I'm Dale Jackson. I talk to people all the time of all political stripes. Don't threaten me. Don't imply you're going to hurt me. Do not do that. Character is the issue here, folks. Character. The minute I start carrying David Driscoll's water, you let me know. Never happened. If anything, Who was the biggest opponent of one of his candidates last year? Laura Hall. Me. So nice try, Les Phillip. 1-866-494-WVNN. 1-866-494-9866. I'm Dale Jackson. It's live. It's local. It's News Talk. 770 AM. 92.5 FM. WVNN.
Mornings in the Valley will never be the same. The Dale Jackson Show. Weekdays 6 till 9 on WVNN.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time. It is 8:55. Come on, people! What did you expect? What did you expect? I didn't do anything wrong. I'm invincible. Jason, talk radio god me, please. Do it now. I need to hear it.
Now, back to Dale Jackson, a living legend and talk radio god.
Ah. Love myself. Back to the phones. 1-866-494-WVNN. 1-866-494-9866. Do you really think that Les Phillip could do anything to me? Give me a break. What a joke. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Hubcap. Hubcap, lay it down for me, my friend. What's going on?
Yes, good morning. Man, you are so clever when you come to trying to draw attention to a candidate that you support like Mo Brooks.
Yeah.
And then throw garbage on people like...
Whoa, I didn't throw garbage. All those things happened. All those things I laid out completely happened. What part of it's garbage?
Okay, let me explain something about Les Phillip.
No. You said I was throwing garbage on him. Tell me what garbage I threw on him.
Well, it's unnecessary.
No. Hubcap. You said I was throwing garbage on him. I want to hear what garbage I was throwing on him.
Well, when a man takes a picture of you and threaten you with you sitting with a Democratic candidate...
Yeah?
You should at least have him on your program to defend.
Oh, whoa. Let's stop right there. We have an open door policy on this program. We send emails out. We invite people. It's not my fault that his PR person quit the other day, and we didn't know which email it was supposed to go to until this morning. It's not my fault. Les can come in here anytime he wants. He told me he was going to drive a Mack truck through me once.
Well, let him come in and then defend him.
He's got an open door, Hubcap. So real quick, you tell me one more thing that I threw garbage on him.
Okay, no, that's it. That's
okay, goodbye, Hubcap. Thanks a lot. 1-866-494-WVNN. 1-866-494-9866. If you want to trash Mo Brooks, you should have done it during the Mo Brooks beatdown challenge for the last 3 days. Back to the phones. Let's try, who's up? Sam in Huntsville. Sam, you're on the Dale Jackson Show, live and local. What's up?
Dale, if Les Phillip thinks that he's qualified and ready for the furnace, the pressure box that is Washington, D.C., based on what he's done here, I think he's proven himself otherwise.
No, I completely agree. And you know what? Here's the funny thing is I remember Les saying this, and Mo has said it, and everyone has said it, Sam. If you can't take the heat from Dale Jackson, you can't take the heat up in D.C. Is that accurate?
I mean, can you imagine what he would have done if he would have been Steny Hoyer, whoever took the plane ride with the president? For the little trip of persuasion there to pass this health care bill, I think he would have crumbled early.
Yep, Kucinich, that's right. Good point. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Ray in Newmarket. Ray, what's going on?
Not much. I also have to make a confession.
Yes.
I sleep next to a Democrat every night.
Oh, no.
It's called my wife.
Well, looks like you are running around with the wrong crowd there, so don't support Les Phillip because he doesn't want your support if you talk to Democrats.
Yeah, well, you know. That's how that goes, I guess. Good old boy politics at its finest.
Good old boy politics. Appreciate the call, Ray. 1-866-494-WVNN. Mike in Huntsville, you're on the Dale Jackson Show. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Dale. Man, I just wanted to tell you that was hilarious. That was hilarious. You are the man. That was the funniest thing I think I've heard on your show.
Good. Appreciate that. 1-866-494-WVNN. 1-866-494-9866. You realize, though, for everyone out there, there's a point. There's a reason why I did that. It was to point out that I have done nothing dirty on this program to Les Phillip. But because he didn't like the coverage he was getting, he was willing to imply that I was doing something dirty, or he was willing to participate in dirty politics because I was sitting there with David Driscoll. He took a picture of me. Now, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pretend, and here's what's going to be said if he's ever asked about it or if he ever comes on this program. He's going to say, oh, I was just joking. Well, that's easy to say after you get busted. And I'm sorry. That campaign's went off the rails, and sometimes I go off the rails. It happens. Deal with it. If you're lucky, I'll be back tomorrow. If you're not, maybe I won't. Stay tuned. It's the Dale Jackson Show on WBNN.
Huntsville. Get real. Get Dale Jackson every weekday morning. Only on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WBNN. Depend on it.